There's even the WHO's own malaria chief, Dr. Arata Kochi, who complained in an internal memo that Gates's influence meant that the world's leading malaria scientists are now locked up in a cartel with their own research funding being linked to those of others within the group, and that the foundation was stifling debate on the best ways to treat and combat malaria, prioritizing only those methods that relied on new technology or developing new drugs. Kochi's complaint, written in 2008, highlights the most common criticism of the global health web that Gates has spun in the past two decades. That the public health industry has become a racket run by and for Big Pharma and its partners for the benefit of big business.